Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, if you were at a nightclub or sitting in a restaurant and you met this guy, you'd think, what an interesting job. Rob McGarvin joins us on the line. He's the Boundary Bent Olives CEO. What happens when you meet someone and you tell them all about this? And what do they say to you, Rob?
Well, it's surprising how many people don't know a lot about olive oil, but once you get chatting to them and they learn that extra virgin's the only olive oil that's the juice of the olive and not refined and the only mainstream cooking oil with all of the health benefits, they go away very pleased, usually.
How did you get into this business of olives? Is it really a big here in Australia, or is it still a very small industry?
No, it's grown quite a lot. A friend and I from college had a brainwave about 15 years ago that we'd plant some olive trees, and it's growing and growing and growing from there. Australia consumes about 45 million litres. We only produce about 15 million litres here domestically, and we export some of that. So there's a lot of room for growth here of our products in the market, but you know, we'll always need imports as well.
And in terms of olives, what are the things that you need to look out for? If someone was going to do this as a hobby farm, is there a lot of preparation involved with this type of industry?
Well, they say that you plant a vineyard for your children and an olive grove for your grandchildren. It's a very long-term investment.
Is it?
It's awfully tough, and I don't just say that flippantly.
Yeah.
They take a long time to grow. You've got to look after them well to make them fruit well. They won't die easily, but you won't get a lot of fruit easily either. So, look, it's for your own consumption, perfect. If you want to get into it commercially, have a good look at it, because it's a very competitive industry as far as cost of production and the price that, you know, that olive oil goes for.
Mm. And did you have to go overseas to learn how to do all this? I mean, it's a pretty detailed business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, my partner in the business, or who founded the business with me, Paul Redd, and he spent 3 months overseas just looking at what varieties we should plant. And, you know, we did a couple of years of research, and he found out that the varieties we needed to plant weren't available here in Australia, or if they were, we didn't know if they were true to type. So we actually imported all of those trees and, you know, had to wait for them to grow up. So it was a long, long time frame before we got the trees in the ground. But, you know, it's paying dividends, because we've got the varieties that are doing well and, you know, producing a lot of high-quality extra virgin olive oil and winning lots of awards with our brand Cobram Estate.
Fantastic. And where are you going to take the company next? I mean, where can we find your product first, and where are you going to take it?
Yeah, so Cobram Estate is our brand, and that's where, you know, our olives end up, and it's, you know, certainly we've got a huge focus on quality, and it's pretty readily available, and, you know, we're just really proud to be able to give people in Australia a high-quality olive oil at a very competitive price, and, you know, we just want to focus on that and keep pleasing customers who hopefully will keep buying our product.
Yeah, fantastic, and it's all Australian-made, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% Australian-made, owned, produced, where the farmers, the growers, the processors, the millers, the bottlers, the marketers,
yeah,
the packers, and all of those things in the middle.
And where are you based?
In Victoria.
Yeah. Yep.
So we've got 1.5 million trees in 3 sites in Victoria, and we do all of our packaging of the products near Geelong at Lara.
And what's it like at harvest season?
Oh, it's chaotic. We've got a few hundred people, you know, driving large machines and tractors and, you know, taking the fruit off the tree, and the machines are very specialised, and we develop them here in Australia. And you know, one of the reasons the product's such high quality is because it really, from time of picking to pressing, is only a few hours, and that's a key to having really high quality extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
And for all those people that don't know, the higher the quality extra virgin olive oil, the better it is for your health.
I didn't know that, so there you go. I've learned something new. A big tick, hey, for the cholesterol side of things.
Absolutely.
Well, Rob McGarvin, we've been chatting with today. He is the CEO of Boundary Bent Olives. He's been chatting with us from Cobram Estate there. And thank you very much for joining us today here on Mind Food Radio.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.